This is iCulture Radio on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio, brought to you by The Alliance, a professional association with a focus on inspirational lifestyle, culture, arts, entertainment, and music. This radio forum brings you culturally relevant insights and a fresh perspective on the entertainment industry. Your comments and questions are welcome during the broadcast. Call us live on the air at 404-355-8699. That's 404-355-8699. Now, tonight's edition of iCulture Radio. Here's Mama Glow.
All right, iCulture Nation, Mama Glow is not with us tonight. She is feeling a little under the weather. So, you have the one and only Rick Black with you all again tonight. This is my second edition of the Rick Black Show. So, we had a good time last time. We're definitely going to have a good time tonight. And we have a great conversation in store. So hopefully please call in so we can talk. The phone number again is 404-355-8699. And before we get to our conversation, we have a scripture, and it comes from Joshua 1, starting at verse 1. And it says, after the death of Moses, the Lord's servant, the Lord spoke to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' assistant. And he said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Therefore, the time has come for you to lead these people, the Israelites, across the Jordan River into the land I am giving them. And you skip to verse 5. It says, no one will be able to stand against you as long as you live, for I will be with you as I was with Moses. I will not fail you or abandon you. So tonight we're going to talk about this Joshua generation. And as we kind of talk a little bit about our event coming up here with iCulture Nation and how it bridges that gap and that Joshua Nation, how it bridges the gap between the Moses generation and the generation following, we're going to really have a good conversation. So you all stay tuned. Again, you can call us at 404-355-8699. But before we get to talking, we got a little music for you. So listen up.
Yeah, that's right. You know what it is, man. It's your homeboy DJ Sematic, S-E-M-A-T-I-C. Right now, rocking with my homegirl Ursula. You are listening to iCulture Radio, baby. Radio that is impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring the culture. Let's get it.
Yeah. It's kind of beasty. IG. 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 Yeah. IG, let me talk to him real quick.
Okay, I'm from the K, that's in the middle of the map, fella. Certified bread state, vicious with them slaps, fella. Jokers pop the same noise, I'm on something different. They trying to work a hustle, but I treat this like a mission, burning booze swiftly. You got 16, well good for you, got 32s with me. You got a circle, whoop-de-doo, I got a crew with me. A unit full of gorillas, it's the new 50. It's not a thing you can do with me. Fall back while I'm counting my load of blessings. Don't need insurance women to tell me the flow's progressive. I know it's so depressing, cause you'd love it if I lose it. But I know when all these gloves piling up, it's kind of bruising to your precious little ego. I ain't playing around, the opposite of the ground that is mine like a seagull.
Hold up. Wait.
The sky's what I mean though. Invisible for now, but in the minute you gon' see that.
King Kong had a microphone, bounced to a metronome. Private sound, something like this We've been grinding for the years, we're respecting my tough peers. But we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Gorilla, 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 gorilla,
a gorilla, that gorilla, then the witness. The sneer is saying, get it, I can feel it in my chest. The kick telling me sick, I'm turn these doubters into victims. Actions speak louder than rumors, I just laugh at all that madness. First they love you, then they hate you, me no worry, me no envy. I got G-O-D beside me, so I'm in my Z-O-N-E. Gotta let these busters know that every time we bust a flow, it's guaranteed to knock them on the maximus like Russell Crowe. Yo, the iron's hot and I'm feeling crispy. Guess it's time to pop, snap, crack.
tackle. Spitting truth to these congregations. Now they yelling church tabernacle. Amen. Pay no mind to what they saying. This ain't nothing, no debating. Brought heat from the underground. Time to give the mainstream the thunder sound. Oh, okay, see, I'm ballin', they're repeated. Shorties label me official, cause I call it like I see it. The DJ can't hear replay, but the rule is still the same. That boy Holler's still a Christian, but he known to let it bang.
If King Kong had a microphone, bounce it to a metronome, probably sound something like this, like this. We've been grinding for years, we're respecting months of peers, but we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Go in the, 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 go in the. If King Kong had a microphone, bounce it to a metronome, probably sound something like this, like this. We've been grinding for them years, we're respecting months of peers, but we still can't get no love around here. What we do? Go in the, 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 go in the,
Llévame al rey, estoy vacía en mi ser, mi corazón hecho pedazos, nada más puedo ofrecer. Siento víctima, no puedo aguantar, no puedo fingir. Dios ven ya, es la verdad, no tengo más fuerza.
Yeah. what's up? It's your girl, Erica Kumbo, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. That's radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture.
All right, we Woo. Are back to iCulture Radio, yeah. man. We had a long break today.
Yeah.
We played every song for the whole song.
Yay.
But, you know, it's a little unusual for iCulture Radio, but we wanted right. to make sure y'all had a good listen.
Right,
had a
right.
good listen. Welcome. Welcome in our CEO, Miss Hurst
D. Hey, y'all. What's up? What's up? I love you, iCulture Nation.
Yes, yes, yes. But, we want to make sure you know who you were listening to. You heard Gorilla by Cash Hollister featuring Sean C. Johnson today. Yeah. You also heard Take Me to the King in Espanola.
Yes.
That ain't right. I didn't say Espanola.
Yeah.
I got to get my Spanish together.
That's Spanish.
By Veronica Petrucci, and that was hot.
Yeah.
And also Until I Pass Out by Uncle Reese. Man, I heard that joint a couple weeks ago.
Ooh-wee. And you know what's so interesting about that song is we think it's new, but he made that over a year ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's hot. It's hot.
Knocking. But, yeah, off the chain. Off the chain.
So,
yeah. We're back here at iCulture Radio.
At the Rick Black the Show, Rick the Black second edition.
Second edition.
Woo, I love it.
See, I was so good they had to bring me back. No. But no, really, to Mama Glow, man, our prayers are up. You know,
again,
she's feeling a little under the weather.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure you keep your prayers out for Mama Glow.
That's right.
I'm sure, no, she's out there listening to us right
mm-hmm.
now.
We love you.
But tonight we're talking about this Joshua generation. We came from yeah. Joshua 1 today. We're talking awesome. About as Moses passed the torch to Joshua as he passed on, and Joshua mm-hmm. was given the charge to lead the Israelites into the new land and mm-hmm. kind of just the modern day
right.
Joshua generation and where we are today. And so, mm-hmm. Erst, I know we have this event coming up and
right.
it kind of, you know, embodies this. You want to kind of mention mm-hmm. a little bit about the event?
Well, the whole premise for even the organization that we have was based on the fact that God was speaking to me that modern day church was not relevant to the culture. And I consider myself, I'm 44. Women don't tell their ages, but I just told you mine. I'm 44 years 44. Old. And I came up in the hip hop generation. So, you know, God was saying to me that church as usual was not going to be enough to hold this generation. Okay. And then, you know, two or three more generations behind me, you know, hey, we're right. going to be dead in the water if we don't change things. And so ILEA is what we have today. It's evolved from Urban Gospel Alliance International. And it really is about inspiring culture, a culture that is indicative of people of faith who are inspired and want to inspire. And so on June 18th, we'll be launching our we'll be hosting our launch event to kind of introduce or reintroduce the organization to the community. And a part of that, of course, is iCulture or Inspired Culture, which mm-hmm. comes from the name ILEA, Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, because it's about a lifestyle. It's not just church
right.
anymore.
Right.
It's about how we dress,
right.
what we think, you know, and how that all spills over into our politics, into
right.
our spending, into our, you know, business and our fashion, in so many areas that I feel like our faith touches. But a lot of times you can't really get that at church if it's not a renewed kind of mindset in wherever you are worship. And then the other part, too, is church is not just about a building.
Mm-hmm.
It is about a people.
Right.
It is about a like-minded, like-spirited, you know, group of people who fellowship. And so we definitely want to be able to reach outside the four walls and be able to connect to people on a level that they understand with a relevant message. So
right.
that's what our event is about. We're going to present, you know, the fashion piece, the comedy piece, the arts, fine arts, the visual arts, you know, jewelry and theater projects and film projects, which tonight we're kind of premiering some of those sound bites for some great, great film and play projects that are out right now. So we're going to be doing that on the 18th. So we encourage everybody to come out, get your tickets. They're only $4. $4
to
come
much.
Through.
Right.
Now, if you wait to the day of course, the price goes up to $10 because we want it to hurt. I want you to get your tickets in advance.
Right, right.
But even more importantly than that, because we have a nonprofit arm of ILEA. It's called UGAI KIC, which is stands for Community Improvement Corporation, because we are redefining ghetto fabulous. So if you donate to any one of our youth-centered charities that we've partnered with, $5 or more, you get in free. You know what? As long as you, and you don't even have to donate cash. You can donate your time, but bring a receipt of whatever you're donating with you, and we'll let you in the building for free. So come on, get involved. That's what we're talking about. iCulture Nation, let's make a difference. Let's be the change that we desire to see.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. Like I said, I think that that walks right in line with that scripture and the generation, and that, you know, the reality is, you know, unfortunately, you know, Moses is a great man.
Mm-hmm.
We know this. You go back in the Bible. Moses is a great man, but, you know, unfortunately, at some point, he did have to pass. And it's the same thing even in the church, in that, you know, there are a lot of great people and a lot of great people that have done great things in the church, and that. But unfortunately, at some point, they're going to pass away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's a generation that's coming behind them that may not be able to relate. That at some point, I mean, those that are 50, 60, 70, mm-hmm. 80 aren't going to be able to relate to those that are 10, 12, 20, 30.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like I said, I think that's it's very important. I love that something that's important that generate or important about the scripture is that it wasn't someone that just came out of nowhere to lead the Israelites.
Right.
It was someone that actually came up under Moses.
Mm.
That came up under that first generation and could take certain things from that, but still be able to relay that message and pass it on.
Right.
And so, like I said, I think that's perfect. That's what ILEA is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ILEA was birthed of the church.
Yes.
ILEA is not its own entity. We didn't
mm-hmm.
come out of nowhere and decide, you know, we're just going to go teach the world whatever we want to teach.
Right. Nope.
We were born of the church. Mm-hmm. But from the church, we were given a charge to say, we have more people to reach.
Mm-hmm.
And these people may not be able to receive the same things as before. So I say, I think that's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited about the 18th. I am so
mm-hmm.
excited to be out there. Hopefully I don't have young adult choir rehearsal because I'm going to miss it. I'm going to miss the choir rehearsal. And I like going to choir rehearsal. We have a good old time.
I did too when I was that young.
Yeah, we have
was a good fun.
Old time. Those are my new best friends out mm-hmm. right there. Shout outs to the Destiny World Church Young Adult Choir, especially if y'all listening. But so that's good. That's good. And we're going to talk more about this and the charge that we have and kind of, you know, how we can bridge that gap. But we have to pay some bills, as always. And so we're going to go to a couple commercials. But be sure, call us 404-355-8699. Pay these bills real quick.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Yo, what up, iCulture Nation? This is Rick Black, and I just want to invite you to join Mama Glow, myself, and our CEO, Urs D, at the ILEA launch party. That's Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, and we partying Thursday, July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex. We got DJ Radical on the ones and twos, Kingdom Networking, a live 1 minute or ended, and more. Tickets are only $4 in advance at iCultureRadio.com or $10 at the door. Or if you donate at least $5 to any UGAI KIC supported charity, your admission is free. That's right, free. So be there July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex, 4013 A, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30297. Be there. Out.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan, or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
860 AM WAEC Atlanta.
The opinions expressed during the sponsored programs on this station are strictly those of the program hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of Beasley Broadcast Group, this station, its staff, other advertisers, or agencies.
All right, the lights are still on. Woo-hoo! Here at the Love 860 studio. We are still, our mics are still working, the headphones still working, so it looks like the commercials worked.
Amen.
So we are back to iCulture Radio. Mm-hmm. We were talking about kind of the Joshua generation, mm-hmm. and how it aligned with ILEA and mm-hmm. the vision of,
right.
you know, the organization and what, you know, we are trying to do.
Right.
So great conversation, great conversation. We want to remind you all that you can find us on Facebook,
right.
at facebook.com/iCultureRadio. Also on Twitter at iCultureRadio.
Mm-hmm.
The website, iCultureRadio.com. You can find us any of those places. Or, you know, if you're listening right now, you can always call us at 404-355-8699 and kind of chat it up with us.
Right. And don't forget our July promotion. For your votes for 1 minute or end it. Okay, you go to the Facebook page. We load up 3 songs each week, at least 3. And when you vote either 1 minute, which means you like it, or end it, which means you don't like it, then you get entered into our drawing for the end of the month for $100.
$100!
Woo!
Shorty is on it this week.
All it costs is your time to listen to the song, evaluate it, tell us whether or not you want us to add it to the playlist or not. And then, you know, you're going to be $100 richer. You can't beat that. So help us.
She's trying to sneak $100 right. in there.
$100. Okay. All right. So help us decide what you want to hear. We want to know what you like and what you don't like. So 1 minute or end it. Facebook.com, iCulture Radio. Go vote, vote, vote.
Awesome. 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 Mm-hmm. So speaking of voting for some music. We didn't vote for these. We just chose these.
Right.
But we got a little more music for you all to listen to. So
actually this coming up is actually, these are sound bites for some, film projects coming up. So on the other side of it, we're going to tell you more about it.
Well, sound bites. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I should read the paper.
You already know what it is, man. I ain't heard from you in a while and I'm about to start taking it personal.
Man, it's not like that, fam. I've been a little busy, man.
Busy doing what? You ain't out here in the streets. Word is you out here in the church, praying to God and all that.
I mean, yeah, I've been going to church a little bit.
Dude, I don't care about none of that. None of that. You owe me bread, man. If that's gonna interfere with me and my money, then we gonna have a problem.
Man, listen, man. I'm not hustling no more. I'm not out there in them streets no more. You feel me? I've been going to church. Matter of fact, I got some of the money and like almost all of the work right here. If you want it, I'll give it back to you right now, fam.
Get it right, trying to fight these hood habits, trying to kill it overnight. But sometimes I'm still weak. I call up the homie and he's praying for me. Yeah, I've just been in this for a few homies, so give me some time. I know I'm not perfect yet, yeah, I mess up, but it'll be fine. I'm writing my life down. I'm living my life out. I'm tempted left and right. Christ, what is this all about? Lord help me. I'm used to going all in. People around me acting like they all in.
My name is Roxanne Graves, CEO
CEO of Grave Digger Records. When I was growing up, I had big dreams of becoming the next Berry Gordy. But I soon realized this was a cutthroat business in a dog-eat-dog world.
This is game, baby. So if you want to make it in this business, you better learn the rules and learn them fast.
So I learned the rules real fast. And now, I'm on top. Every man's worst nightmare.
You are at the top, but you ain't make it there on your own. You stepped on, used and manipulated everyone that helped you get where you are. Then you forgot about us. But we didn't forget. And now, Roxanne, it's payback time.
Pray to God he come up with that money. Or you might just find him floating in the Genesee River.
Yo, Prime, don't ask me about my brother, fam. That was shady what you did, too. He ain't had nothing to do with this.
Can you ever really trust someone? And if you can't, you have to ask yourself another question. What's your price?
I need you to take care. This is your fault in the first place.
My fault? How is it my fault?
Well, like I said, check yourself. Listen. You the one was out there hustling, hanging out, and doing your thing in the street. He was trying to help you out.
So what, I'm guilty forever now because of my past?
Still got some hurt in you, boy. You better watch yourself. It's gonna get real ugly for you and your brother.
Hey, yo, what up, y'all? It's your man, Willie Mo Jr. from the Willie Mo Jr. Live Show on YouTube. Make sure you keep it locked right here on iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, inspiring culture. Don't turn that dial unless you're turning it up. Flat out.
All right. I hope y'all enjoyed that. I just want to explain to you exactly what we were doing there. Part of the iCulture and ILEA signature is the fact that we support filmmakers, we support theater playwrights, all projects that are relative to the urban consumer, urban socialite, urban Christian, urban mindset. And so that first piece you heard was by Young Disciples. They have a webisode.
That was hot, too.
On the internet right now. They're actually into their third episode, and they're about 30 minutes long. And it's called Young Disciples. So that was the first trailer you heard. And then the second one you heard was by our guest that we had last week, Miss Vanessa Lynn.
Yeah.
And her project called Boss Lady. Very, very good play. And it's now out on DVD. So go get the DVD. It's in Walmart. And if it's not in your Walmart, tell them to get it in your Walmart. But just in case you can't find it locally, please go to Vanessa info or send an email to info@vanessalynn.info. Okay. And then that third song you heard was Young Disciples' trailer to their second episode. So that, like I said, there's three webisodes at if you go to youtube.com and do a search for Young Disciples, you should see it. It's under DE Ministries, I believe it is. But those are some sound bites from those film projects. So please, please, please support these. Okay.
Awesome, man. And yeah. Just terrific, by the way. Yeah. You know, even from what I could hear, you know, the acting wasn't cheesy.
No.
You know, we talk about it all the time.
Yes.
On High Culture Radio, the times when people, you know, fall a little short of excellence, mm-hmm. you know, and think just because we threw Jesus' name on right. it, that's good enough. But
we can't do that.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's nothing worse than, hi, guys, let me tell you what I just saw. No, that's not
well, you know, and I think when talking about a Joshua generation, they see straight through that and they reject it. So if right. you're not coming, you know, with that good, they, you know, you just might as well not even come. And so that's what you're right. That's what ILEA is about. That's what iCulture Nation is about. The fact that we do everything in excellence and we promote excellence. And as a matter of fact, we even go further and say, let's try and exceed the standard so mm-hmm. that people can receive it well and, you know, embrace it.
Right. Yeah. So that's awesome. You all definitely go and check that out. The Young Disciples webisodes, as well as by that boss lady, mm-hmm. Ms. Vanessa Lynn. We had her last week and it was just, you know, from what she was saying, it's going to be off the chain.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I saw it. Yeah,
I still haven't seen it yet. Great. So I guess I have to go to my nearest Walmart mm-hmm. and find one. So like I said, that's awesome. I'm really excited about all that ILEA is doing mm-hmm. and what we are trying to accomplish. Right. Because I mean, this is what we needed. We just needed a platform.
Yep.
You know, we needed a stage.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I had a conversation last night with, you know, my young adult choir, my new best friends, as I just talked
Yay.
About. And, you know, that was one of the things it seemed like was the consensus is the reason that we love the choir so much is because it's an opportunity just to be ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we don't, a lot of us are in a certain place that others can't necessarily relate to in the sense that, you know, we are from this generation where, you know, you say you're from the hip hop generation. Mm-hmm. Hip hop is all we know.
Right.
You know, that's right. a whole different thing. Like, mm-hmm. at least y'all had balance.
Right.
You know, so,
we did.
You know,
we
really,
had some funk and some soul.
Right.
And some,
yeah. No,
R&B. Yeah, absolutely.
No. I had 50 Cent. And, you know, but like I said, you know, and so we're in a different place in that, you know, it's our parents can't necessarily relate to us mm-hmm. and, you know, the kids that are growing up now mm-hmm. can't necessarily relate to us. And so our choir is that opportunity just to have that platform to just be ourselves. And I think Good. That's what's so needed in this culture right mm-hmm. now is an opportunity to say, man, I just like to act.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that I'm a Christian affects that,
right.
you know, and maybe what I do, mm-hmm. but I don't necessarily want to just do Christian stuff all the time.
Right.
I just happen to be a Christian, happen to be an actor, mm-hmm. and I just needed somewhere to be able to display that. And so,
mm-hmm.
like I said, this is awesome. I'm really excited. We have all these great guests and networking
right.
and stuff at the event on
mm-hmm.
July 18th. Don't
yes.
forget to come out. If this is you, if you're listening like, man, that's mm-hmm. the platform I want.
Right.
That's what I want to do. Then you have to be at the ILEA launch event on July 18th so that
exactly.
you can meet other people just like you
mm-hmm.
As we get together for our first and definitely not our last
definitely
event.
Definitely not.
Definitely not our last mm-hmm. event to come together and really just share the stage and share the moment with each other. So
right.
we still got more talking to do. We show's not quite done. We on the tail end, but we still not done. But before we get into our 1 minute or end it, stay tuned for that,
mm-hmm.
For the songs that you all voted for. Don't forget that if you vote for 1 minute or end it this month, you are put in. It's only for the month of July. If you vote, you are put into a drawing and you can possibly win. What's the prize?
$100.
$100. That's right. That's right. So stay tuned for your 1 minute to end it. But again, we got to pay a couple bills
right.
first. We'll be right back.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
The UGAI Community Improvement Corporation, or KIC, is a 501c3 organized for redefining ghetto fabulous. You heard that right. UGAI KIC is most concerned with strengthening, empowering, and enhancing the quality of life for individuals and families of urban communities. UGAI KIC is providing scholarships to students desiring careers in the urban inspirational music and entertainment industry, creating music programs in schools that have limited to no music programs, providing mentoring and leadership resources and programming to challenged individual single-parent households in urban neighborhoods and communities. UGAI KIC is providing various tools and resources to bridge success, wealth empowerment sessions, and educational seminars to transform disparaging financial positions, closing the digital divide, a Dress for Success clothing closet, and spiritual gifts and an entrepreneurial program. To find out how you can get involved, support, or donate, visit UGAICIC.org. That's UGAICIC.org.
Yo, what up, iCulture Nation? This is Rick Black, and I just want to invite you to join Mama Glow, myself, and our CEO, Urs D, at the ILEA Launch Party. That's Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, and we partying Thursday, July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex. We got DJ Radical on the ones and twos, Kingdom Networking, a live 1 minute or ended, and more. Tickets are only $4 in advance at iCultureRadio.com or $10 at the door. Or if you donate at least $5 to any UGAI KIC supported charity, your admission is free. That's right, free. So be there July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex, 4013 A, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30297. Be there. Out.
Right, we are back to iCulture Radio, Rick Black Edition, woo-hoo, second edition, Rick Black Show. Sitting here with Miss Urs D, our CEO. We've been having a good conversation tonight, but you know, we got to go to our listener campaign and get to the reason that, you know, we're here in the first place is for you all. So we have our 1 minute or ended segment. Again, don't forget, you got to vote this month. You got to vote because you can get in a drawing and you can win a prize. I'm not going to say the prize because Sheldon's not ready right now. If I say the prize, he's not going to play it and he ain't going to be ready. So I'm not going to say it. But
that's a great prize.
It's a great prize. And it has a cash money sound that follows it every time we say it. But listen, so we got your 1 minute to end it campaign. You voted. We listened. Here's your 1 minute to end it.
I've been absent for a long while. I don't sound how I look, I'm not a long vow. Numerous trials, self-inflicted wounds. My platoon was consumed, was doomed to meet the tomb. But resuscitated, to death I'm immune. I was pissed, I assume, by a fist harpoon. Tempted by Lucy, I just presume. He'll resume at a time that is more opportune. For Christ, I'm a goon, I was formed in the womb. I commune with whom makes lilies bloom in June. Blood my collateral, with Christ I'm compatible. Heavenly antioxidants crush sin radical. Spiritually I'm tactical, I pray on my face. I lay horizontal like a collarbone. Clavicle, fly but fanatical. But God lead me in that go. Ham on the wicked one who's filthier than pigeon dung.
Couldn't see head spinning, knocked down for a minute. Cause I never really dealt with my pain. You feel like you're finished, don't go back to center. And never turn away from the fame. I'm influenced by the world, Cadillacs, pretty girls. You were so intrigued by it all.
You were so intrigued by it all.
People that you meet, that you're anointed to reach. Better get up if you fall, don't stay down.
I got a knack for spitting truth. Shout out to Overflow, D-Live chose living proof. It been a minute, and your boy P missed the booth. Struggling without a covering, like a missing roof. But it's grace kept,
yes.
And I'm especially grateful for my destiny. The blood is my weaponry. I was worn out, probably like...
Blessed by the hand of Jesus Christ.
Every time.
Yeah.
Revolution.
And as I bear my soul to the world, yeah, you understand what it means to carry your cross and see Christ with no loss. Catch a glimpse of my living, how I'm talking in everything, the vision I live is to come and kick it. Revolution and renegade and generation revelation. And what they talking about, politics and Senate prayer. And I'ma sing it loud, never been nobody stabbed. The devil time or the regular rapping the snap. My only concern is watching tables turn on the Satan and increasing the levels of love waiting. And through the pits and the perils of what they call life, I'm dying easily, baby, it ain't no wrong or right. And just as long as I'm breathing, I do it for the reason. Select a demon and execute him in any season. And this is what you call flame, the rap game. Incinerator spit, octane, a hot man. And it's the right thing for me. We gain the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We gain the life through the Christ and it's priceless. Hey, and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Trust in the love and it's the right thing for me. We give a life through the Christ and it's priceless. Mr. Revolution, press the issue. I'm making sure that we press on the gospel voice, pen, pad, and pencil. Last days, rest is now official. I'm making sure we glorify the Lord of servitude. It's essential, light burden, never heavy mental. See, we get it together. None perish because Christ with us, so who against us? Beat the enemy senseless. Rap music, repentance. Evil, so defenseless. Spirit relentless. Jesus still blessing us daily. In the time where they sodomize innocent babies, or the mind slavery. Rewind time, what you find is crazy. Like the Nephilim, the sin is the common factor, death of men. But on the arrival of Christ, he gave us life.
What's up? This is Canton Jones, and you're listening to iCulture Radio. Radio that's impacting, influencing, igniting, and inspiring culture. Holla back. Yeah!
All right, we are back to Our Culture Radio. Yeah. That was your 1 minute or ended campaign. We had Don't Stay Down by Parables featuring Overflow and Priceless by Revolution.
Yes, sir.
So, you know, two good songs y'all voted for, so we played them.
That's right.
You know, and again, that's just how it's going to work from here on out. You vote, we listen, we're going to play what you want us to play. So don't forget, you got to vote this month of July. You got to vote. You got to vote. So
hey,
you can
and you know, my thing is, as easy as it is to you know, win this $100, you know, you can't think of anything else where you could get $100 so easy.
Christ,
so,
go
to the page. I even make it easier for you and say you can even go back to last week and vote last week's songs and this week's songs, and you will get an entry in that drawing. So.
Oh,
make
man.
It happen. 1 minute
our producer's
or end
being
it.
Nice to y'all.
$100. Come on. You can't beat it. Hello.
Hey, there you go. She's
in
being
your
nice.
Pocket. You know what I'm saying? We're going to, whoever has the most entries, you know, get a greater chance of winning that $100. So.
And again, you said, I'm not.
No,
I can't
Rick
qualify.
Black is not eligible for
not eligible.
The winning. Sorry.
It's
nor
all
you,
good.
Sheldon. Sorry.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm going to have to make my $100 some other way.
Hey,
but
be creative.
Yeah, hey. I can find it. But again, that's awesome. That's awesome. So that's your 1 minute in the campaign.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a great conversation tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to wrap it up some. But, you know, before we do that, we got a little activity. So, you know, we're talking about this Joshua generation and Moses generation versus Joshua generation and things of that nature. And kind of just bridging that gap and
right.
what Ali is about. So I want to do something kind of fun. You know, you've been in the church a little longer than
I have.
Just a little bit.
Just a little
not
bit.
Not too long. And, you know, you might have seen some things I ain't never seen before.
I'm sure
in
I
the
have.
Church. Because, you know, the church changes. You
right.
know? Mm-hmm. So, kind of, if you could, you know, name, give me something. That,
oh, man. You want me to go way back, right, in the
yeah.
files. Pull out the files. You know what? I used to love, and I'm sure a lot more seasoned saints can identify with this, when the deacons...
The deacons
would stand up to do devotion and to kind of kick off services.
Devotion.
They would line
Wait,
to him. Line do
devotion.
Do lining to him. I can't do it as well as they do it. But they would line to him for a good 20-30 minutes, and I'm telling you, it would just light the church on fire. Do you remember what devotions? Yeah.
And,
or
I think I learned about
they'd
that
start
in
off
school.
Prayer. They'd start the prayer our prayer services when we had in testimonies doing testimonies.
Services?
Yeah.
That sounds like a long
that would
service.
Be a separate yes, it would be a separate night.
So this is before services started being 90 minutes on the dot.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. We would stay in church 4-5 hours sometimes.
Ooh, see, Sunday school, that's why y'all losing
Sunday
saints.
School all the way down to service. And that was just Sunday.
See, y'all can't reach this generation.
That didn't include Wednesday and a Bible study, and it didn't include, you know, the prayer service, which is generally on a Friday night.
Okay, so yeah. Lining hymns, deacons doing devotion, testimony yes. service. Anything else y'all used to do back in the church
now,
in the
days? I loved when the usher board during offering would line up and they would have an usher's march. The organ would play and good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord.
They'd march down with that money. Oh, man. And sometimes they'd dip with it. See, you don't even know what I'm talking
so,
about.
See, yeah. And... you know, my dad just texted me, told me he's listening, so I'm sure he hears this right now. And
hey, Mr. Archer.
Yeah, I gotta say it's embarrassing to say that the church in which I grew up in, my lovely, I love him to death. That's
Amen.
My home. That is my home. Friendship Baptist Church in Orange County, California, your Belinda, California. I love you all, every last one of you. However, uh-oh. I have to mention that my church still does everything you just named.
What? Oh,
my. Our ushers still march. The deacon's still lining hymns. Shout out to Deacon Archer, my dad.
Hey,
lining
Daddy.
The hymns. We still do all that, you
wow.
know? And I don't know about the testimony service.
Right.
Maybe just watch night. Mm-hmm. But
what about Sunday school? They still do Sunday
oh,
school?
Oh, yeah. We still wow, got some. Oh, Sunday school is cool. Big at my church back
wow,
then.
Wow.
That's how I got to who I am.
But that's
really?
Good. That's
like,
good.
Sunday
teaching
good.
That word, yeah, that's still good to have. I think
so. Like I said, but it's awesome. And it's just, you know, it's wonderful to look back and just kind of see, you know, that was effective.
The evolution.
That was effective, mm-hmm. you know, and that's what you needed. But then you have a different generation. Like I said, now the attention span is a lot shorter
mm-hmm.
nowadays. And, you know, some of these kids can't sit through
yeah.
3 hours of church.
Yeah.
Without
mm-hmm.
getting antsy or mm-hmm. just losing attention. And so, like I said, it's great to see the differences. Like I said, that worked back then. And,
right.
you know, now we've brought ILEA and other things, iCulture Radio and things of that nature to grab the attention of these younger people. So I know you had an analogy you kind of wanted to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I posted on ILEA.com a blog post, and it really just talks about the differences. And I think the bridging the gap when we talk about, you know, the older generation or traditional generation to the new Joshua generation, we have to note that the body of Christ, and we've talked about this before, is made up of many members. So, you know, if you think about the actual body, we have a thumb, we have two thumbs and pinkies and, you know, arms and legs, elbows and knees and, you know, legs. And each one of these body parts plays a specific function for us to be able to move and thrive and live. So as the proverbial body of Christ or the church, and although each member is different, like I said, it's vital to the body being able to move. And so when we talk about ILEA and we talk about the Joshua generation, what we cannot discount is that these young people play a vital piece,
right.
a vital role in the whole body of Christ being made up. Without them, we cannot function.
Amen.
And so it's so important to be able to include them in whatever we're doing to be able to go out and impact culture. You know, and so when we talk about differences, it's not a point of contention. It's a point of celebration. You may be different. You may do things differently than what I'm used to.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't make you wrong. It
right,
just makes you
right.
different. And so I need to find a way to celebrate, and you need to find a way to celebrate each other's differences so that we can be that body that's connected, that's thriving, that's moving, that's a living organism that people can see as an example or as an ambassador or a representative of Christ in the earth.
That's awesome. That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I mean, scripturally sound.
Hallelujah.
Just awesome. And it's so important. And
right.
I just say ditto. I'm not even going to repeat it. I say ditto to everything that Earth D
right.
just said.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I hopefully our listeners out there have,
mm-hmm.
you know, really been encouraged and inspired to, you know, make sure that we aren't forgetting anyone.
That's right.
Anyone at all, regardless of what your gift is, that you bring that gift to the table,
that's
but you
right.
don't discount anyone else's. That's just
yep.
such a good message and
mm-hmm.
So important to the body. So, you know, we got a wrap here at
yep.
iCulture. It's a shame.
The hour goes so fast.
It does, man.
Yes.
I got so much more to say. I mean, but I always got more to say, so.
We'll have another edition of the Rick Black Show.
Oh, we will be back. I will. This is a second edition. I will have another. But I said, we're going to wrap. I don't know. The phone just rang.
Do we have a caller?
All right. You know.
Wonderful. Well, we'll kind of keep it rolling right here. Okay.
They on?
Caller, hello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Oh, I think I know that voice.
Yeah, you better know that voice.
Oh, man.
Is that Mr. Archer?
Yes, it is. I'm up here listening on the internet to my son.
Wonderful.
Just dog out my church.
Oh, man.
Hey, dog. Hey, first of all, it is my church, too, okay? First of all, I love my church.
Uh-huh.
First of all. Second of all, I'm not dogging you. I am just stating that you all are still in the Moses generation, is all I'm saying.
Okay.
But it is.
I seem to remember taking some young cat around with me as we were up there breaking the lines, allowing hip hop gospel to be.
All right.
Be what it is today.
Okay, so what?
All right, you got to say now. This is not the time for my dad to try to school his son. This is my show. You're not going to come on my show and try to tell me about myself. All right?
No, no. Next
time. I'm trying to tell you that we've been breaking some chains a long time ago
when
we first started out. And, you know, we were the progressive ones when it came down to what was going on.
Amen. Well, that is wonderful. I celebrate you, my brother, my proverbial dad in the spirit. I hope you're enjoying the show and telling others about it. So thank you for calling.
Well, I'm proud to be a listener.
Awesome. Thank you.
We love it. Okay. All right, our culture. We're out.
Yeah. Catch y'all next week. Same time.
Calling all ministers of the tribe of Judah. Have you ever wondered how the Harlem Choir or the Gaithers or Yolanda Adams gets that soul-stirring sound and you're crying? It is the power of the anointing. Well, now we have Flowing in the Anointing workshops. We'll train your music ministers to destroy yokes and remove burdens with the power of the anointing through every performance, whenever they open their mouths, through the instrument, dance, or lifting their hands for praise. For more information, call me, Mama Glow Glow, 770-892-9987 or 770-892-9987. Let's get your warriors trained today.
Yo, what up, iCulture Nation? This is Rick Black, and I just want to invite you to join Mama Glow, myself, and our CEO, Urs D, at the ILEA launch party. That's Inspired Lifestyle Arts and Entertainment Alliance, and we partying Thursday, July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex. We got DJ Radical on the ones and twos, Kingdom Networking, a live 1 minute or ended, and more. Tickets are only $4 in advance at iCultureRadio.com or $10 at the door. Or if you donate at least $5 to any UGAI Kick supported charity, your admission is free. That's right, free. So be there July 18th from 7 to 9 p.m. at the C Room Multiplex, 4013 A, Jonesboro, Georgia, 30297. Be there. Out.
What if there was a professional organization dedicated to educating and empowering independent artists? You don't have to imagine, there is. The Alliance is a professional association focused on inspirational lifestyle, culture, artists, entertainment, and music. Whether you are a professional artist, executive, ministry leader, extreme fan or supporter, you are invited to join the movement. All genres are welcome, including comedy, jazz, graffiti, hip-hop, R&G, R&B, neo-soul, film, television, and more. Get in touch with the Alliance today. Simply call 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to uga-international.com.
Thank you for listening to iCulture Radio. If you have questions about the broadcast, or if you'd like to be featured on the show, please call the Alliance at 770-482-6849. That's 770-482-6849. Or go online to iCultureRadio.com. On Facebook, search for iCulture Radio. And be sure to join us every week at the same time, right here on Love 860 WAEC, Atlanta's inspirational talk radio.